Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga. And pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like. 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on August 3rd, 2015. This playful class focused on lubricating and finding full range of motion in the joints, chi cultivation, and hip opening. A block is optional for this class. All right, let's go ahead and close our eyes. Wiggle out your shoulders a little bit. Wiggle out your elbows, your wrists, your fingers a little before you get them set down on your legs or in your lap. And then maybe do a couple little head circles, just moving the head around. You can do that with the eyes closed. Sort of seeing how your neck is feeling. And once you've got a nice little stretch, see if you can find that perfect balance point to put the head. And then let your rib cage move a little bit from side to side and front and back. So you can see how that shifts your weight on your pelvis. And then see if you can find that center point. And then little rocks from your hips side to side, and you can arch your back, low back a little bit and tuck your low back a little bit. See if you can find that perfect place in between that arching and that tucking and the side to side motion where everything feels nice and balanced. And then if you need to wiggle your ankles or your toes, you can. And then find your breath. Just taking these first couple of breaths to just notice how the body is doing right now. And then taking a moment to notice your shoulders as you breathe. Noticing how the shoulders sort of float up a little bit and the shoulder blades themselves kind of wing out a little as you inhale. And then as you exhale, they kind of move back in. So I like to think of that like angel wings. They open out as you take your breath in, and then they close. Or if you've ever had a pet bird, when they stretch open their wings, and then close them back in. And I love focusing on the back and the shoulder blades and that thought of it opening up in the back, because a lot of times we're good at breathing into the front of our chest because that's where we really notice it. There's a bigger shape that happens, a bigger shape change. But if you can come into that back body, then the breathing will be so much more balanced and the shoulders will find that healthy movement that they need, and they'll help the breath to actually be more expansive. And then moving down to the pelvis, just noticing, inviting the breath to come into the pelvis. So you can think of taking a little bit bigger belly breaths now. And at the bottom of your pelvis, your pelvic floor, it also changes its shape when you breathe in and out. So when you inhale, it expands downwards towards the floor, kind of like a balloon filling up. If you're thinking of your whole torso like a balloon. And on your exhale, your pelvic floor comes up a little bit into the pelvis. And this is also the sensation when you breathe out. If you feel like your hips or your sit bones get a little bit heavier into the floor, it's from the drawing up motion of the pelvic floor. And so now if you're incorporating both of these things, the shoulders and then the pelvic floor, you have this real expansion and opening everywhere in the body. The shoulders expand out like you have your wings. The pelvic floor expands down like if you were blowing up a balloon and it blows up at the bottom. And then as you breathe out, the shoulder blades come in and the pelvic floor comes in. So you have this action of everything opening and expanding and then drawing in and up. So see if you can just sort of notice that in your own body. Take one more final inhale and exhale, finding that expansion, and then everything pulling in as you release the air out of the body. And then drop your chin down toward your chest. Do a couple more little neck stretches. Just see how your neck is feeling. And then I want you to, you can open your eyes and make circles with your joints. So start out with your fingers, just making little circles. And you can see if you can make them in both directions. It's kind of weird to go the other way. Wiggling your thumbs and then making circles with your wrists. See if you can go in both directions with your wrists. And then making circles with your elbows, kind of like, I don't know what this looks like. you guys could tell me. And then making circles with your shoulders. Ooh, there's some crunchy spots. Anyone else have crunchy spots? I got some crunchy spots. Good. And then you can let your hands rest and make circles with your rib cage. Just kind of moving it around. Good. And see if you can make circles the other direction. And then let's go ahead and take the legs out in front. You can stay on a prop or not. And we'll just do the toes. See if you can think of making circles with your toes. It might be kind of hard because it's not something we normally try to do. And then making circles with your ankles. And then the other way. And then we'll just do one knee at a time. See if you can kind of wiggle the knee around. See what that feels like. It's kind of a little bit hard when it's not a joint that does a circle. It's like, how do you make it look like it's circling? And then really think about the hip circling around, and you can lean back a little bit and do that a couple of times in each direction. Good. Set that leg down, and little ankle circles with the left. Do it in both directions. And then think of making circles with your knee. Good. And then think really about the hip more than the knee, circling it around a little bit. Yeah, kind of noticing we might have some crunchy spots where it gets a little stuck. Very good. And then let's go ahead and come all the way up to standing. And you can just come to the top of your mat. And then we're going to make little circles with our hips so you can have the hands on the hips and kind of circle it around. Just getting everything lubricated. We're inviting our joints to have a little bit more fluidity and then making sure all that synovial fluid in the joints is working in the way that it should. Good. And then bring your feet to touch and take your hands on your knees and do little circles with your knees around. This is a little bit easier to think of it circling when you're standing. Good. And you can roll yourself back up, take the feet so they're hip distance apart, and then circling the arms a little bit. See what their range is today. Go in the other direction. Very nice. And now we're going to start some little sways so you can let the arms hang down and just start to sway the body from side to side. And as you do your little sways from side to side, you can let your arms tap the back of your kidney space. Kind of give a little hello to those kidneys. And really, it's okay to let yourself smack a little bit. It might seem sort of funny, but it's actually really good for the kidneys and just getting them to work really well. So as long as you're not being really mean. You could obviously overdo it. Good. And then I want you to start to slow yourself down. And as you're slowing yourself down, that pendulum or that swing gets a little bit smaller and smaller until maybe eventually you let your eyes close and that swinging is slowly stopping. Maybe it just kind of happens in the body a little bit. Maybe then it starts to not happen at all. Just gets slower and slower until you're just standing. Close your eyes if they're not closed already. Knees are soft. Just feeling your body standing. Notice your breath. Take a big inhale. And exhale. Good. And another breath in. Letting that out. And on your next inhale, go ahead and open your eyes. I want on your exhale to feel like you're drawing your ribs down and in and you round through your body and then think of the pelvic floor coming in. So you're going to have an expansion. You let everything open. You can let your arms open if you'd like. And then on your exhale, it's like you zipper the ribs down and in and you're letting the pubic bone draw up. And inhale. And you open and exhale and you pull up and in. And think of this coming from the pelvis. So inhale and you expand a little bit. And then exhale, you have an up feeling and then everything contracts. Let's do it one more time. Inhale. And exhale. Good, now we're gonna come to a little chi cultivating stance so your feet can already be hip distance apart if they're, you can move them if they're not. Take a moment to just spread the toes wide. And then you're gonna bend enough so that your shins kind of stop you from going any further. So depending on your flexibility, that could be pretty far down. And for some of you, it might not be very far down at all. Of course, if your knees hurt at all, go to a place where the knees don't hurt. And then taking your arms around in front, you want to feel like your fingers are dripping water off of them and the palms are facing towards you. And now notice my elbows. It's like I have little floaties. Yeah, so if you had floaties on your elbows, so some of you guys have the arms pretty straight, and I really want the elbows to kind of wing out with the little floaties, yeah. Good. Then you can just look at your hands. And so this being a chi cultivating stance, if the knees are bent, it starts to build heat in the legs, and then that comes up into the body, and then it channels down into the arms, and then your hands are kind of shining that energy back to you. So just take a big breath in, and breathe it out. And another inhale. And exhale. So it's okay if the legs start to burn a little bit here. It's because we want to build that fire. And then one other thing to notice is what's happening in your shoulders. You want the shoulders to stay relaxed. So my hands are kind of in front of my belly button, not in front of my chest. So you can let it drop down a little bit. Like I could drop water on my shoulder and it would run all the way down and off my fingers. Yeah, there you go. Good. Keep breathing. Another inhale. And exhale. You can close your eyes if you'd like. Maybe sink a little bit deeper into your shins and your knees if that doesn't harm your knees at all. See if you can get a stretch through your shins and your calves for 3, 2, and 1. Inhale, let the arms drop down. Sweep them all the way up overhead. And then exhale, push down. And as you push down, you're going to bend back into your knees. On your inhale, flip your palms and lift your hands to your heart. On your exhale, round through your upper back and push your hands away like you needed to push away something heavy. Inhale, nice and tall like you're a pillar and you can look up towards your hands. And exhale, float it down. Good. We're going to do that little arm sequence 2 more times. Inhale, up. Exhale, push down, strong. Good. Inhale, you scoop up soft. Exhale, you push away something heavy. And inhale, super tall. Exhale, float it down. Shake out your shoulders. Let's do it 1 more time. Inhale, up. Exhale, push down. See how much you can bend into your knees? Keep your back flat. Inhale. Now you get to round your spine. Push it forward. Maybe you stretch a little deeper. Inhale, push into the legs so tall like a pillar. And exhale, float it down. Shake out your hands. Shake out your elbows, your shoulders. Very good. Let's open up through the chest now. So take your hands behind your back, interlace. And you can work on getting the elbows straight if you'd like, or you can keep it bent. If you're keeping your elbows bent, you want to try to take your elbows back. If you're straightening out, then just keep them straight. And then puffing up the chest a little bit. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. One last breath. And breathe it out. Let your arms go. Inhale, float them up. Once your arms are all the way up overhead, take your right hand and grab your left wrist. Lift up nice and tall. And then a little side body stretch. Rolling the side body open. Inhale, up. Switch sides. Exhale, stretch it over. And inhale, up. Exhale, take the hands through heart center for a moment. As you're taking it through heart center, you're really feeling the center line of your body. Try to zipper your ribs together a little bit and then release your arms down. You can wiggle yourself out again. We'll do the hands behind the back 1 more time. Interlace the opposite way than you did the last time. And then either arms straight or elbows bent, elbows reaching back, or maybe taking the hands away from the low back. You choose. Puff up your chest a little bit. Gaze can be slightly up, so there's a little bit of opening through the throat. Another inhale. And exhale. And one last breath in. And breathe it out. Let the arms release and float all the way up. This time, interlace your fingers, except for your thumb and index finger, but we're still going to do a side body stretch, so lifting up through the arms, and then trying to point your hands off to the right. And inhale up, and off to the left. Good. Now we're going to do it 1 more time, but I want you to twist a little bit. So you're going to twist your body slightly to the left, but then go up and over to the right. Inhale, and open it up. Good. And come back to center. Twist a little bit to the right. Inhale. And off to the side. Oh, good. 1 more time. Find that twist. Take it up. And up and over. And inhale. twist a little bit. So it's like you're arching up and backwards and over just a little bit. Really work that belly, bring it back to center and float your arms down and then find a forward fold. You can take your hands to your legs if you really need to ease into the backs of the legs, having to hold a little bit. You can shake out your head, wiggle out your shoulders a little. Big breath in, breathing it out. Another inhale and exhalation. Good, now we're gonna do some more circles with the arms. So you wanna lift yourself up enough so that your hands are not touching the floor. And then with your arms, I want you to make little circles so they go in towards each other and then out. You're just circling them around. Your head can hang down once you figured out what you're doing. Circling it around. And then you can try to make your circles bigger and bigger. So to make the circles bigger and bigger, to not have your hands hit, you have to have one go slightly before the other. Good. And then we're gonna switch and go the other direction. So you can start out with small little circles and then make them a little bit bigger. See how big they can get before you end up hitting something like your own leg. Really circling it around. And then let that circle get smaller and smaller and smaller until it just kind of goes on its own because the arms are so relaxed. You can maybe watch them if they just keep going. It's kind of fun. It's like, oh, I'm not controlling them and they're just doing whatever they want to do. And then let yourself melt down into a forward fold even more. So if your hands come to the ground, they can. Or if you want to take them to your knees, if you need to support yourself with your elbows on your knees, you can. Shake out your head. Wiggle out your tush a little bit. Wiggle out your shoulders a little bit. Big breath in. And breathe that out. Another inhale. And exhale. Very good. Coming all the way up to standing. Start to bend into the knees. Roll yourself up. If that feels good for your back. If it doesn't, you can do a flat back to come up. Taking your time. Sitting up, standing up nice and tall. Maybe close your eyes for a moment. And just feel the effects in your body. We've done a lot of moving stuff this morning. Hopefully things are feeling a little bit more loose, a little bit more limber. Very good. And you can open your eyes and we're going to do some ankle rolls. So bring your weight onto your left foot and then lift up your right foot so that the ball of the foot is on the ground. And then you're going to roll your ankle around on the floor. And you can try to go over the tops of the feet if you can. So it goes over the top and around. It's kind of hard, right? It's like, wait, how do you do it? Or loud, crackling. Crackling, yeah, depending on. And if you're not getting to the top of the foot, you can take the foot behind you so that you can feel the top of your toes and do little wiggles back there. It's a good little way to challenge your balance through your hip too, right? It's kind of like, and then if you let your leg keep wiggling it, it might wiggle your hip. Let that happen, kind of like you're have a hula hoop. And you're trying to balance the hula hoop. I'm doing it back. Good, let's do the other side. So you can do it right underneath to start. Kind of wiggling it around. Let the toes crack if they're gonna crack. And then move it back a little bit to really get over the top of the foot. That's not a part that we really stretch very often, so it might feel really weird. You're like, I don't know about this. This top of the foot stretching. Good, and then you can let that little wiggle go into your hip a little so that you're rotating in the hip socket. You're really saying hello to that hip socket. It's like, oh, wow. So then you're creating a circle that's kind of going around. I'm all about circles today. I like the circles. And then go ahead and take your feet back down to the floor. And then we're going to come into tree pose. So starting with your left foot as your base, take your hands to your heart just so you can feel where your center is. Wiggle out your left foot and spread your toes really wide. And then find the arch of your foot and try to balance on the arch of your left foot. Then turn your right foot out, and to start, just take your heel and let it touch the inside of your ankle. Good. Then take one hand to your hip, one hand to your belly, one hand to your low back, and tuck the belly under a little bit, just so that, or the tailbone under a little bit, belly drawing in. And there's some squeezing through the outside of that leg, that left leg, so just making sure that you have some good tush contraction there. Good. And then you can bring your hands back to your heart. And then you want to find something to gaze at. So there's some imperfections in the wall. You can look at a little spot in the wall. You can be looking at a reflection in the mirror, but try to look at something that's not moving, so not a person. And not each other. Yeah, because that one person might be waving, and then you're like, whoa! Big breath in. Breathe it out. We're going to take the arms up overhead. And you can separate the arms a little bit so that you have space in your shoulders so that the shoulders can relax down the back. Good. And then we're going to challenge our balance a little bit by turning to look to the right. So start to shift your gaze to look right. And then bring that back to center. And then shift your gaze to look left. Bring that back to center. Reach up through your arms now. How tall can you reach? You're really growing up. And then relax. Wiggle out that hip a little bit again. Good. And let's do the other side. So hands to your heart. Pour your weight into your right foot and make sure your toes are spread wide. And then you want to rock your weight forward and back just a little bit so that you can feel the arch of the foot. I want your weight right on the arch of the foot. And then when you're ready, you can turn that left leg out, taking your heel to touch your inner ankle. And then one hand to belly, one hand to low back, a little bit of the belly drawing up and in, and there should be some squeeze on the outside of the hip so the hip doesn't go out. So you're just squeezing that a little bit, then hands back to heart, take an inhale. And an exhale, if you're feeling pretty good about your balance, you can come up onto your tippy toe of your foot and just barely only use like that little bit of your big toe if you'd like. Good. And then arms up overhead, spreading the arms out wide, and then move the shoulders a little bit in space so that you can feel the shoulders melt down so you get a lot of space in your neck. Big inhale and exhale. Another breath in. On your breath out, shift your gaze, look right again. See if you can change. Squeezing that tush, bringing it back to center. And looking left, seeing how far you can look left. Good. And bringing that back to center. And now you're going to reach up, shoulders extend. Really reach, 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 reach. How far can you reach? Can you even reach up out of your hip? Can you reach out of your knee? Can you reach out of your ankle? And then relax it all the way down. Wiggle out your shoulders. Wiggle out that hip. Good. Let's come back into a forward fold. Take the arms up overhead. Make sure your feet are hip distance apart. Big inhale. On your exhale, swan dive it forward. As you're swan diving forward, make sure to push the hip creases back and then melt yourself down. You can walk your hands down your legs if you need that support, or just take your arms to dangle or all the way to the floor. Whatever feels good for you. We're going to work on some halfway lifts from here. So when you're ready, hands to your shins or to above your knees, and then inhale, bring yourself up to a flat back. Good. And when you're in your flat back, try to roll the shoulders open a little bit more so you feel space in your collarbones. And then exhale, melt yourself back down. Good. Some of you need to come up a little bit higher into your halfway lift so that your spine gets straight. So here we go again. When you're ready, coming up. Oh, very good. Nice long neck. I like that. Yeah, it got even more space. Exhale, bringing it back down. Good. So I'm just going to come around and do little tweaks with everybody. So just on your own, you're going to inhale. Oh, very nice, Mary. Good. Yes, right there. Beautiful. Good. So you're just bringing yourself up and down. Create a little bit more space here. Yes, nice. Good. Good. And for for you to come up even a little bit more to there. Right here was a little bit rounded, so come up even a little bit more. Contract right there. Yes, this is a flat back for you. Yes, good. Okay, so right here is a little bit rounded, so you're going to contract that. Yes, there you go. Yes, that is flat back. Good, and right here I want you to contract right up through there. Yep, so you'll be up a little bit higher. Very nice. There's your flat back. Good. All right, show me your flat back. Bring yourself up. Good, come up more, come up more, come up more. Draw your shoulders this way. Yes, contract right through here and let your heart open a little bit. So this space, yes, there you go. And release. Good. Okay, come all the way up to standing. So roll yourself up or come up through a flat back position. Woo! Yeah? So I made some good adjustments to everybody. I got everybody to a flat back position. Did you? What was the difference that you guys felt? I love it. That was the best answer ever. A little bit flatter, yeah. So a couple of things that you can think about on your own when you don't have someone coming up to adjust you is that the two common places that there's a problem, and it was like split 50-50 in the class. Half of the class had this little bit of rounding here. Yes, so you see how my kind of upper back is rounding? So that requires coming up higher and contracting that part of the back. Yes, then the other part of the class had more of the front of the shoulders, which is not necessarily a spinal thing, but to create the whole back being flat, you need to roll the insides of the arm bones open and then draw the shoulders back a little bit. And it was like a subtle adjustment for those that I did that little adjustment to that you probably felt. It wasn't a lot, but it made a big difference in the back being completely flat. Yeah? Good job. Okay, so now we're going to work on the hips a little bit. So just opening up through the hip flexors. So pour your weight into your left leg. And then step your right leg back. And you just want to step it back enough so that if you tuck your tailbone under, you start to feel a stretch through your front of your right hip. So you can kind of see where that is for you. And your front leg can be a little bit bent, but it doesn't have to be bent a lot. So the action we're going to do is rolling the hip open and rolling it back to front. So if you take one hand to your belly, one hand to your low back, the action you want to feel like is like if you had to really draw the belly in and tuck it under, that's what you're doing. But then you're going to try to keep the leg straight at the same time. Yeah, the front leg can be bent to stabilize. And then from there, you're going to open your hip a little bit. So let it roll open and you tuck it under even more. And then you bring it back to center. So this is a really good one for releasing all these hip flexors and the psoas muscle. So do that again. So you tuck under a lot, extend the back leg to straight, and then open up just a little bit, and then bring it back to center. Now, if you're not feeling any stretch, then you might want to take your foot further back, or you need to tuck more. So we'll do it a couple more times. So tucking under and then rolling it open a little bit. And as you roll it open, as you roll it to the right, you should feel a stretch right through that inner part of your thigh, of your right thigh. Let me know if you're not feeling that. I know it's kind of difficult to balance. It's like, good. And then bring it back to center. And when you bring it back to center, you're tucking under again and then opening it up. Good. And then slowly bringing it back to center. Very nice. Now have both knees slightly bent for a moment. Tuck your tailbone under. And then you're just going to drop your left arm off to the left a little bit until you get a stretch somewhere in your right hip. So for everybody, it might be different. You might get it through the front of the, you know, kind of hip and rib space. You might feel it in the outer part of the hip. You might feel it back a little bit further. So you're just letting yourself drip. And you want to think, like when we were doing the chi cultivation balance, that the water's dripping off of your hands, off of your left hand. The water's dripping off of your left shoulder, your left elbow. And then slowly bring that back to center. Step yourself up. Good. Do some little hip circles. And some little hip circles in the other direction. Very nice. We're going to do our second side. So pour your weight into your right foot And then you're stepping your left leg back. Now, this is not like doing a warrior stance, right? Or a crescent lunge stance. We're not really worrying about, you know, like I'm in this perfect shape. We're working on getting that hip flexor to release for you. So you want your heel really nice and high as it'll go for your stretch of your foot. And then one hand to the back, one hand to the low belly, and you're tucking under until you feel a stretch through the front of your hip. Once you feel that stretch, you can just take your hands to your hips for stability. Front knee can be a little bit bent, and then you're rolling open just slightly, just enough so that it changes where the stretch is. So you should start to feel the stretch a little bit more on the inner part of the groin, and then slowly roll it back, and you might have to adjust and tuck it under again, and then you're extending your back leg. So the body's working in opposition, the belly's drawing up and in, and then the leg's extending back so that you're stretching through that part, and then roll it open. So you can do it back and forth on your own, and bringing it back to center. You get a really good balance practice here while you're opening up your hip. Good, and the belly's just drawing in the whole time. And if your leg's shaking, that's okay. Your leg is shaking because we're stretching the deepest muscle in your body right now, and it's like, what? So, and it connects to the top of your leg, so your leg doesn't really know what to do. Good, keep it tucked under, and do it one more time, opening it up, rolling it open. And as you roll it open, you tuck it even more, because that'll really get that stretch. And then bringing it back to center. Good, tuck under a little bit more, and you can bend your back knee now. And now we're gonna drip the right arm towards the floor. You keep it tucked, and you're just dripping it until you get a stretch, so you may not have to go very far. Like I can just move maybe, you know, like 2 inches from the center line of my head, and I already feel a stretch. And as long as you have your tush really tucked under, the belly drawing up and in, it's not gonna take very much. Big breath in, breathe it out. You can go a little bit more as long as you don't fall over. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Bring your chest back up, step it up. Woo, shake it out. Little circles. Very good. So this stretch is one of the you know, in my opinion, one of the best ways to release low back pain. So you can do it, you know, I'm making you do it in the middle of the room without anything to hold on to, but you could be next to a door and be doing that little stretch, and it'll really help with getting this nice and relaxed back here. So good job. Let's do a couple more forward folds, and we'll do some halfway lifts. So take a big breath in, arms up. On your exhale, swan dive it forward. Take a moment to let yourself settle into this shape because we've released the back now, so it's going to feel a little bit different for the body. And if you need to support yourself on your knees, you can, or you can let yourself dangle. You decide what feels good. And maybe, you know, notice as well, has anything shifted for you? I know we stretch the front of the hips, but that does affect how well the back of the pelvis and the backs of the legs work. And now you're going to go through your halfway lifts. So when you're ready, you just do 3 of them this time. So on your inhale, you're coming up. Very good. On your exhale, you're going back down. For those of you that I worked on contracting the upper part of the back a little bit more to get out the roundness, just really make sure you're focusing on that on this last round. Good job, Donna. Very nice. Good. How far back with the hips? Good. Go ahead and relax all the way down, and then I'll show that. And then you can bring yourself all the way up to standing. Okay. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, she asked about how far back you are with the hips. You are quite a bit far back with the hips when you're in a halfway lift position because you want to counterbalance your head. So you want to think of it like a little counterbalance. So when you're down, depending on how close you are to the ground, your hips should be, you know, as close to vertical as they can go. So I'm not the most bendy person in the world. There are people who are more bendy than me. And so my angle isn't straight up, you know. I could be there. If I was like about right there, Yep, that would be straight, right? But then I grip through my feet, and I don't want to be gripping through my feet. So that's something you can kind of gauge in yourself when you're doing this. If you're too far forward that your toes are like, don't fall, then you've gone a little bit too far. But when we go into a halfway lift, because the head is going forward, so now you have more weight coming out, right? This is just physics. We have to counterbalance it with something going back. So I need to let my hips float so that they're behind my heels, yes? That doesn't mean I'm rocking back onto my heels, okay? So I'm not doing this, but I am letting my hips go, because if I were to try to hold vertical, right? I would fall, yeah? Or I'd have to grip with my toes again. So I'm trying to always let the feet be relaxed. And if you need to bend your knees in that position as well, but I'm taking the hips back to counterbalance the head and then releasing it back down, yeah? All right, let's try it one more time. So you get down to a forward fold in whatever way you want to. You can inhale up, hands through heart center, hands on hips, whatever you'd like to do. And then when you're ready, just on your own, and you can go as fast or as slow as you would like to go. Good job, pressing those hips back. Yes, good. Let yourself come up more so that this part of your back is rounded right now. So come up even more. Let your knees drop more. Come up even more with your chest. Yes, do you feel how that flattens out right there? Okay, you can release yourself back down, but you got to the position, so that's good. Good, even a little bit more contraction, yes. Roll the shoulders open, yes. A little bit more contraction. Roll the shoulders open, yes. Nice. Awesome, good. And then let yourself come all the way down to the ground and in a child's pose. So fold down, take your hands down to the ground. Rest your legs, rest your back, breathe into your low back. Ooh, you did amazing. We didn't really do it a lot, right? I'm just like, just move back and forth in this position. But then it's like, whoa, why is this so hard? I'm just sharing my feeling of yesterday. I'm giving it to you now. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One more breath in. Breathe it out. Come up onto your hands and your knees. We'll find some cat-cow motions. So having the knees be right underneath the hips, tops of the feet to the floor. Take a moment to spread your palms out nice and wide so that your hands stay healthy when you're putting weight onto them. And then you can do this on your own. We're going to do it for 30 seconds. So on your exhale, rounding through your spine, tucking your chin towards your chest. On your inhale, drawing the shoulders back, opening up through the collarbones as you arch. Go ahead and keep doing that on your own. Good. So this is where you get to use that rounded shape. So for those of you who are really good at that rounding, you'll be really good at finding that cat pose. Yeah. But then you'll have to really work when you're going into your cow pose, when your belly is dropping down, because you want to create space in the collarbones and the shoulders like you would in a flat back position. Good. Nice job. Got a little bit. There you go. Good. Yeah, about 5 seconds to go. Maybe just one more in each direction. Finding that openness through the collarbones. And then we'll come into puppy dog pose. So knees and hips stay where they are. Just lower down to your elbows. And you can either make this an active stretch or a passive stretch. If it's passive for you, you're going to walk your elbows out wide and let your head touch. If you're making it active, then you're going to extend your arms to straight, roll the outsides of the arm bones around, And then stretch through your chest and drop your head down. So you decide. You now get to choose whether you make it more of a really active, fiery practice in this moment for yourself, or whether you want to make it completely relaxing. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Try to roll it more. Yes, that action. Yeah, you can even let the hands change if you want, so you really feel that. That'll help protect the shoulders so you get a more even stretch through it. Very nice. One last big breath in. Breathe it out completely. And then inhale, come up onto all fours. And we're going to take a supported pigeon pose. So you can find your block. And everyone, regardless of how flexible you are, I want you to come up onto the block. So you're going to take your right knee forward and take your hip onto that side of the block. Good. So how far back you have your left leg is totally up to you. So if you want to get a deeper stretch through that hip flexor, kind of like when we did standing, if you snug it back a little bit further, you'll get a deeper stretch. If you need to have it further forward, you can as well. Also, if you feel like, if you're like on the side, if your tush is on the mat and your knee is off of the mat, I would suggest scooching yourself over so that your knee is on the mat, just so that it doesn't feel uncomfortable on the outside of your knee when you hang out there for a moment. Those little insides of knees can be sensitive. So now let's take the right hand off to the side, and you want to have enough weight on this side so that your weight feels like it can pour and your right shoulder can come up, keeping your palm really nice and flat. So this elbow is going to stay straight, and then we're going to work in the shoulder. So on your inhale, you're going to stretch away, and notice how I'm arcing through my spine, and you're going to reach your left arm up. And then on your exhale, you're going to let the shoulder come up, and you could just swing the arm behind the back, or you can just let it rest behind the back, whatever feels best for you. So on your inhale, you're lifting the ribs up and stretching over. And then exhale, you're letting your shoulder come up and your ribs drop down. And take it up and over and inhale and then stretch it down. One more time, inhale and release. Letting that shoulder drop down, and now give yourself a little neck stretch. So your arm is behind your back, letting your right ear come to your shoulder. You may stretch enough if your shoulder really comes up that your head can rest on your shoulder. You can close your eyes. Big inhale. And exhalation. Another breath in. Breathing it out. Good. On your next inhale, start to lift your head so it comes back to straight. And then take your arm all the way back up, nice and tall. Press down into your shoulder. Find one more arch up and over. And then you're going to float that arm back behind you. Look back behind you. And then on your exhale, now you get to bend your right arm. And you're going to round through your spine and try to reach your left arm in between your body and your arm. And inhale, taking it back. And exhale, round through your spine and reach. Good. Pause for just a moment. I want you to see the rounding through the spine. So the coming back is pretty good. But as you go the other direction, as you're coming forward, what is my rib cage doing? Do you see how it's kind of compressing back and in? You want to have that compression so that the when you're stretching, it'll make a much deeper stretch through your back. Okay, so go ahead and try that now. Inhale. And then exhale, take your ribs back really round and then reach. Do you guys feel that difference when you really focus on that? Good, inhale. And exhale, round, 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 round. Draw the ribs in. Do it one more time. Inhale. And exhale. Hold it for 3, 2, and 1. Just let the arm relax. Bring yourself up. See if you can balance on your right hip. Good. And you can choose if you want to try working that leg back a little bit more so you're like in a half pigeon position. You can. Just let your right, your both of your hands rest on your front thigh and sit up nice and tall. Big inhale. And exhale. Another inhale, and breathe it out. One last breath in, see if you can sit up even taller. Exhale, see if you can draw your pelvic floor up and in, and then lean back a little bit. So you draw up, and then lean back. Good, just a little bit of lean. Good. So now you have a choice. You can either simply just take yourself forward, so you're getting a little bit more of a stretch through the front of your leg, or you can work on your back leg more by bending your knee a lot, grabbing onto your ankle, and holding onto it. And if you're doing that action, you have two options here. You can either push the leg back so that you're arching through the chest a little bit more, or you can really work on the quad stretch by taking your heel in towards your pelvis and do a little bit of a lean forward. So just take another 2 breaths or so to play around with that. See what feels good for you. You can also roll the hip a little bit. If you roll the hip down and then up, that'll also change which part of your quad you're stretching. You can sort of adjust, see what that feels like for you. Good, and gently release. Bringing yourself up, slowly releasing the leg. Swing the leg around in front. Rock yourself back, come off of your block, and we'll switch and do everything on the other side. So many things. Okay. So right leg is back, left leg is forward. And you're choosing how far back you want this to be. If you want it to be a pretty deep stretch, you can really have it far behind you. If you need it to just chill for the moment, then let it chill. And then taking your left hand out to the side. And notice there's quite a bit of space there between my arm and my hip. Keep your arm nice and straight. And then on your inhale, take your ribs away from the floor and stretch your right arm up and out to the side. Good. And then exhale, take your hand all the way back behind you. Let your shoulder come up. So left shoulder's coming up, right arm's coming behind the back. I know this is a lot of things to think about. Inhale, ribs come up and you arch over, stretch through the side of the ribs. And then take it back, letting your shoulder, left shoulder come up by the ear and your ribs are dropping down. Let's do it again. Inhale up and stretch it over. Good. And back up and take it down. Good. This one last time, I want you to resist the urge to round and look down. Okay. Instead, either look straight towards the front mirror or even look up a little bit as you go up. So you're really arching through the side body and not so much the back body. Good. And then exhale, taking the arm back behind you. Now let your shoulder come all the way up and see if you can let your head rest on your shoulder or go in that direction. You can close your eyes. And your left hand, you just want to make sure that the palm stays really nice and flat. because you're relaxing the shoulder and letting the ribs drop down, there can be a tendency to let the hand relax. But if the hand relaxes completely, it starts to pour the weight all into the pinky edge of the hand. So you need to keep pressing it flat into the floor. Good. Two more breaths. On your next inhale, start to push your shoulder down, lift your head back up to a straight line with your spine, reaching your arm up one more time, and arch and over, really push into your left hand to push your ribs to the right, bringing yourself back to center, and then you're going to sweep your arm in front of you, and then back behind. And then on your exhale, round through your spine. Remember, really tuck those ribs back. So it's not about the hand motion. The hand is just helping. It's about the spine motion. The spine opens up. You look towards the ceiling. And then the rib cage compresses in. And then your arm is just a lever to help reach and twist through that upper back. And again, inhale. Up, arch, stretch through the shoulder. Exhale, round, reach it down. And again, inhale up. And exhale, draw it in and reach. One more time, inhale. Really focusing on those ribs, drawing in. Really rounding through your upper back and hold for 3, 2, and 1. Release. Bring yourself off of your left hand. You can wiggle out that hand if you need to. It's holding you up for quite a while. And now we're just going to sit nice and tall. So you can work on having the leg back behind if you'd like, if it's relaxed a little bit. Just sitting up tall. Big inhale. And exhale. So by the nature of half pigeon, you're already in a little bit of a back bend here. So think of lengthening out your low back. So as you reach up, the low back gets longer. You could think of the chest lifting a little bit more. You could think of the back of the head pulling up and back a little bit more. For 3, 2, and 1. Now either your quad stretch or just folding forward over your leg. So bending your knee, you can grab onto your ankle if you'd like. Do a little bit of a lean forward. You can push your foot back into your hand for a moment. That'll stretch. And then you can take a little lean forward if you'd like. Breathing. Inviting the front of your quad to soften. Then you can rock a little bit. You can rock your hip forward and back. That'll kind of get all of the different attachments of those muscles. Big breath in. Breathing it out. One more inhale. As you exhale, think of drawing your pelvic floor up and in, squeezing your low belly, and then see if you can stretch a little bit deeper. Yeah. Good. And release. Let yourself come all the way back up. Slide that leg around. Come off of your block. And then we're going to come all the way back to laying on our backs. Once you're on your back, draw your knees into your chest and give yourself a little rock from side to side. Good. Slowly let the feet come to the floor. And we're going to work on activating our low belly. So we did a lot of good stretching of our deep hip flexors, a lot of lubricating of our joints today. So now just building in a little bit more strength. Take your hands to your low belly. Let your feet be relaxed. Let your knees be relaxed. Let the outsides of the hips be relaxed. And then on your exhale, so every time you exhale, you're going to think of drawing your low belly in. And also drawing the bottom of your pelvis up and in. So inhale, you expand
like a balloon that's expanding. And then on your exhale, low belly draws in, bottom of the pelvis draws up and in. Good. Just keep working on that on your own. Inhale, expands. Exhale, draws up and in. So these are very subtle motions that you're working on in your body. These will help your pelvis and your low back to get so much stronger. So if you were to just take 5 minutes every day to do this activity, to draw the pelvic floor up and in, to draw the low belly in, you would greatly increase your stability to stand on one leg, greatly increase your range of motion through your hips, because your outer hip muscles would not have to grip as much to hold your stability. And there would be less pain in the pelvis. This activity of activating the pelvic floor is also an energetic lock. So it brings energy into all of the organs of the pelvis and low belly. It really helps to revitalize those organs. Take one more big breath in when it happens in your body, and then really see if you can activate that pelvic floor, drawing it up and in, and hold it for 5, 4, you're really squeezing it, 3, but don't squeeze the outer tush muscles, 1, and let yourself release. I know that's hard when you can't squeeze anything else. Go ahead and walk the feet out so that they're wider than the hips and start windshield wipering the legs. Good. You have done such amazing work in your body today. I really challenged you today with the things we were working on. So I want you to be really proud of yourself. We worked on some very deep muscles, on releasing them and strengthening them. And when you're ready, you can make sure your feet are really out nice and wide, because we want to have this be a little bit of a hip opener quad stretch, and let your knees fall off to the right. Once your knees have fallen off to the right, your goal is to open up through the front of your left hip and maybe get a stretch through your front of your thigh. So to increase or deepen that stretch, if you really have the left hip away from the floor and the left hip tucked under, the sit bone tucked under, that'll already deepen the stretch for you. You can also think of the knee reaching forward a little bit, which might make you feel like you're kind of arching your back a little. It'll lift up a little bit more, but that'll also deepen the stretch. And then this one you can do as long as it doesn't create any discomfort in the knee, but you can also have a gentle squeeze of the knee down towards the floor. And if that ends up not feeling good for your knee, you don't have to do that part. If you like it and it makes the stretch even better for you, then go ahead and do it. Good, one more inhale. Exhale to let that release. Bring yourself back to center. Do a little windshield wipering again to relax the low back. Kind of wiggle out that deep stretch that you were in. And then we'll switch to the second side. So again, you're wanting to be stretching through your right leg. So as you drop your legs off to the left, you're tucking your right hip under, really lifting your right hip away from the floor. and reaching your right knee forward towards the front mirrors. Good. Really keep that tailbone tucked under so that you're keeping your low back long. Good. I like everyone's kind of checking in with their body. You're doing an amazing job. And then how you deepen this is just the same thing over and over again. You think, I tuck a little bit more. I reach the knee a little bit further forward. I tuck a little bit more. I reach the knee a little bit further forward. And then if it feels okay for your knee, again, only do this if it doesn't create pain, you can think of the knee slightly dropping down towards the floor as it's reaching forward. Beautiful job. One last big breath in. As you exhale, see if you can tuck a little bit more. You can draw the pelvic floor up a little bit. Reach the knee a little bit further forward and down, maybe. And then take a big breath in and release. Let the legs windshield wiper from side to side. Beautiful job. Okay, I'm going to give you the next minute and a half to do another pose of your choosing. So that can either be doing a spinal twist, half and half. I'll let you know when halfway is up. If you want to do a back bend, you can place the block underneath your upper back. You want to open up through your chest. If you're placing the block underneath your upper back, just make sure that it's high enough up that it's not pressing on your low back. And if there's any other pose you want to do, I see good, a couple of bridge poses. If you're doing something on one side, go ahead and switch sides. If you're doing something that doesn't require switching sides, you can just stay where you are. Starting to use your breath to let your body transition into your final relaxation pose, coming out of your twist or whatever support you happen to be in. Finding your way into Shavasana or any other shape that you feel like you can relax for the next 3 minutes. a minute more to go. So just taking a moment to scan your body, see if there's anything else that you can relax and release for these last few moments of your practice. To bring your awareness to your breath again. Inviting in some nice healing breaths. And when you feel ready, you can start to move your body in whatever way it best serves you. Ready to bend your knees, roll onto your side, you can. Of course, you're always welcome to stay laying where you are if you need that extra time. And just give yourself this little moment to honor this amazing journey that you have been on with me today. You have done such powerful work in your body. So just honoring that. Breathing that honor into your heart space. And maybe in your last few breaths, in the same way that we were playful with our bodies today, I was certainly being rather silly. I invite you to invite in a little bit of play into your body and into what you take with you as you go forward today. So just maybe taking one more big breath in to invite in that idea of play. And let that go. Thank you so much for playing with me. Namaste.